It's time to felk it. Strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
Hey guys, welcome to Female Encounters of a Lifetime. Alicia here. Kari also here. In some form, Kari here as well. You look amazing today, Kari.
There will not be any pictures posted this week unless... Oh, can I put one of those little filters over me?
The one that makes you look like bacon?
God, I hate that filter. And Dave is always doing it. It's a terrible, terrible filter.
Remember when filters first came around and it was like Burt Sienna? That was my favorite.
I don't know who that is.
It was a filter. Oh, you think I have a friend named Burt Sienna?
Yes. What the hell are you referring to?
What if that was our guest today? Burt Sienna, everyone. Sounds like a stripper.
Speaking of strippers, so it's time for me to start looking into different forms of income.
Well, first, Female Encounters of the Life Kind coming to you from Traeger's Bar. Opens at 4.
Or the
old
Life
dog
Kind.
House. We're gonna go straight from the doghouse to strippers. Doghouse opens at 5. Noshing goodies, all the good stuff. Hot dogs, nachos, wings, I think, even, which is delicious. Anyway, now you can go. Delicious dish. Go, strippers. Go.
I don't know.
Speaking of strippers, our friend is having a housewarming party, and Kari is dead set on having strippers, and I think it's a horrible idea, and I will not show up.
Can I tell you a funny story about strippers?
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you one, too.
Okay, but mine has nothing to do with strippers. So, we were having a bachelorette party in a city, not Farmington, and I was like, well, how do we find a stripper? We asked a few people, couldn't find one. So we went to the phone book, good old phone book, escort service. So we call, and we ask for an escort service available, 5 o'clock on a Friday, blah, blah. And they're like, well, normally we don't. What's the location, blah, blah, blah. It was not the escort service that we think about. Well, first of all, escorts are very different than strippers, what I found out. They just go with people. These are the escorts that, like, follow the oversized vehicles on the on the freeway.
Pilot cars?
On the freeway, on the freeway. Yes, I was like, oh, shit, this is not what we intended. So,
pilot cars make a lot of money, though.
Oh, maybe I should do that instead of strip.
Well, probably, or you know what? You could combine the two.
Well, wait.
I'll get you to your destination, and then I'll...
You're going to make sure I get there safely, and then you're going to get on the hood of the car, like, start washing mine.
Do, like, a Death soap. Leopard. Yeah. Was it Death Leopard? Or warrant. It was warrant. Never mind.
Well, I'm sure if you did it in the wrong place, you'd have one, but...
That's true.
Let's hear your stripper story.
So, when my sister got married in 2003, I think it was. I don't know. But my cousin-in-law found a stripper, not an escort, an actual stripper, and in this town, and he showed up to the party, and it was the most awkward. Granted, I was, 17, so that was probably not the greatest, but it was my sister's bachelorette party, and there was an actual stripper, and it was awful. Probably why I'm gay.
All because of that one moment.
That one stripper. Sorry, Mom.
Damn you, Chuck, that makes a buck.
Really, it really changed the trajectory of my life, so appreciate it.
Wow.
It wasn't even, I don't even remember how he showed up or what happened. I can just picture his little bony butt.
Yeah, guys really don't have good butts.
Well, so I don't, yeah. You're right.
I'm going to go ahead and take the lead on this combo. I will be the point of reference in the future.
Do some squats.
Can we put that in the...
Girls like bubble butts, right? They like dudes that have
I wouldn't know because my scruples are intact, but... I have tactless, intact scruples.
You have tactless.
I almost said tactless scruples. No, but... Okay, we should have done that in our opener. I will weigh in. We will both weigh in on topics of women, although I will weigh in mostly about my issue on men. I should weigh in on her issue on women. Anyway, speaking for me and a few women that I know, a nice little butt is something to hold on to in the event of a car accident or something like that.
Oh.
Or other activities.
I almost said venereal activities, but it's not the right word.
Oh, gross.
That's not the thing. No.
Yeah. One of my many husbands, he had no butt, so I used to call him long back.
Yeah, I pretty sure someone called me skillet once, so because I don't have much of a butt myself, but I've been working on it.
One of the very first times I met you, I have a great picture of your butt.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a wow. Can we put that on the Facebook? I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think that you. Won't help us get more than 21 listeners.
Our goal this
week. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
We
you.
Do appreciate. But you know what else we really like and that I want? What I really, really want? I'll tell you what I want.
Tell me, Spicy.
Oh, okay. I will, Ginger. Is that another
I'm
one?
Sporty. I was just calling you a Spice Girl. But
oh, honey,
you,
you're not sporty.
I think you're more baby or gin. No, you're... I don't know what you are. I'm sporty for sure.
I'm the whole spice cabinet, honey.
You're...
Oh, wow.
They call me cumin.
We're coming.
about time.
I'm the one that's very rarely, rarely used. Yeah. What was it? Where was I going with this?
I don't know. You tell me, sister.
Oh, I was going to tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Yeah.
I want, if people are listening, which I hope they are, because I think we're fun, on the Facebook, please comment. Like, I think it gives us material to talk about.
Yeah.
And I am
going to be more active on our Facebook. You are active on Facebook all the time, but I'm not. I don't log in. I don't do that.
But, like, if we had something to throw out there, like, what is it they do, like, to talk about next week? I think, it, I don't know, whatever they do on news and other shows and shit. You could be like, hey, next week we would like to discuss tampons. Chime in. Anything you want to put here. Kind of like... Tampons, I don't know. Feminine products, feminine issue of the Netherlands.
Yeah.
But like the one where we talked about the ways to calm down a woman, we had that feedback and we had that report.
Yeah,
so then when we were able to meet here, I thought it was a great topic of conversation.
That's true.
So I would love that to kind of put on there like, hey guys, this next week we would like to discuss this and this.
We will become more focused in our endeavors. That's my New Year's resolution in August. So that's, you know.
Right now, yeah, absolutely.
It's never too early or late to start.
Because, like, okay, right now, Alicia, if you were listening to this show, what would you be interested in us talking about as far as, like, women issues?
Well, let me tell you. I listen to a lot of podcasts. A lot. Like,
okay.
An embarrassingly amount.
Okay.
Yeah. I like nerdy things, though, so I don't really think this applies to me. I like history a lot.
I do, too.
Yeah, well.
I know you, like... Marvel stuff.
I don't like to bring up old shit, but I do.
But you also like sports.
I do love sports. By the way, it's almost football season.
Go Eagles.
Go Birds. You're close. Go Birds. It's yeah. I started watching Hard Knocks. Have you ever heard of this show?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, I won't get into it because just the
words.
Well,
see that I think is something
you just
else
left
that...
me. Your eyes glazed over and you just left me.
Well, I think that's another thing like you like to talk about like sports and shit.
I do. I also like to talk about true crime.
I do like that, but you like movies and you like TV shows, and I very rarely, like, anytime people start a sentence, have you seen them? No. Like, I just want
to
kill it right there.
I like to stay up to date. I do. It makes me feel young. I think it's how, well, and I would imagine teachers are like this, too, how they like to, like, I don't know, connect with their students with...
Like, during the changing times.
Right, yeah.
Kind of like doctors.
Stay relevant.
Right.
Doctors do, too?
Well, like, I remember I had a night doctor way back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And...
A night doctor?
Aye.
Oh, an eye doctor.
Ophthalmology.
An eye night doctor.
Mm.
I can't see myself not going to you, doctor. Go.
Wow, that was so sultry. Maybe that's what I could do
I've
for work.
Working on it.
Hard.
No.
No, I went to the eye doctor, and this dude was super old. You could just tell by the way he dressed, like still...
They have a pocket protector.
Yeah, and what's it? The stupid material... polyester pants and all that nonsense and
corduroy
and dated office material. But when I went to go check out, and I remember I was a teenager, so I was able to drive myself, but I had a beeper. That's the time of the days that it was
sick brag, bro.
I know, right? But we had computers in, and the secretary still did the little slidey thing with a carbon copy and did pencil end thing, and I was just like, wow. And it made me think, if they're this far dated in some aspects of the world, is the eye medical practices he's using up to date and the best technology to benefit
well,
me.
Well, as long as you don't have any like specific issues, I think you're fine.
Like as long as I don't go to surgery and they put like ether
over
my
face.
Yeah,
as long as you don't have iritis like I have, I think you're fine. So.
I know, but I want like the modern
I know,
stuff.
You want the best of the best. And you deserve it, Carrie. I don't care who says what. You deserve it.
We all do. No one wants to go.
We all deserve
like
it.
Like I said, no one wants to go to surgery with, I don't know, take it, you know, a handle of whiskey and biting on a stick.
I'm going to tell you what we're going to do right now.
Just bite down and hold my hand. Hold him down,
here's
boys.
Some celery stick. Just put your mouth right here.
But I feel like there's a nice way that those could marry. Like the older teachers, I love this song, by the way. The older teachers for the new, I think they have a bit to learn from each other.
Yeah.
So I know this teacher who'd been working for 20 years and kind of enjoyed the younger ones because they brought something new to the table that they had not yet seen, because the younger ones recently graduated, read the newest articles, were up to date with more modern.
Way better than the ones that are threatened by them, because that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The ones that are like, I'm still going to do a traditional spelling test.
I don't care what you say. Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, no, you're not actually teaching
them shit. Ways. Yeah. Well, it happens in every field, I'm sure. But funny story that you also reminded me of. Corduroy. I used to think that if you ran fast enough...
Did it sparks?
...that it would catch on fire.
I used to do that with my jammies under the sheets.
When I was younger and my mom would dress me in corduroy pants, I used to run as fast as I could at recess because I wanted to combust. It never worked.
Nice.
But I ran real fast.
What jammies was it that you could go under the covers and rub your legs and get little sparks?
I don't know. I've never heard about that. But there's lifesavers you can chew in the dark that you can make sparks. They're like wintergreen. Yeah. I'll show you sometime. When the mood is right and the moon is right, I'll show you the sparks from my mouth.
Wow. Wow. I wonder if on our podcast or our Facebook thing or the website or anything, we could have little one-liners. Not one-liners, but like little phrases like that.
Yeah. I want to start making shirts, and I will make them myself. I will. I'll be like,
Let's do it.
7 minutes in heaven? We have some good ones.
Old
Maid in the Closet. I think that was yours. Old Maid in the Closet. You ever played Old Maid? No.
I used to in the closet. Didn't we all?
No.
I think we did.
You did. Yeah, when we had a summer on.
Yeah, we used to play Old Maid in the Closet right when you said it. I was like, wait. Yeah, I don't know. Talk about all the things we used to do back in the day.
Yeah. What else is new? How's life? How's the life and times?
The life and times of, I need a nap.
You've had a rough week.
I have. Yeah. And it's been, I lack sleep and all the things. That's why, again, we're not doing any pictures.
That's why.
Not that I'm so vain that I have to look good all the time, but I don't look good.
You still managed to wear earrings and a necklace. You're still accessorizing. Good for
you. I feel naked if I leave the house without earrings.
And afraid.
Oh, every time I'm naked, I'm afraid as well as everyone else. Even the dog.
Every time I leave the house.
Even the dog's all, oh. I don't want to see that.
I need to take my dog in to get a haircut.
Oh,
bad,
shit.
In a bad way. I'm pretty sure he can't even see anymore.
Today was the shot clinics.
Oh, great.
And I have two dogs that need it because I can't afford it.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have helped you.
Well, I told myself and wrote it on my calendar and slept right through it.
Oh, well, then there's not much more you could have done.
No
offense, but...
not really.
Not much more you could have done there.
No.
I can't believe it's already August. I can't believe school's already here and I don't even have kids. I can't even imagine.
Do you want some? I have.
No.
Okay.
I'm not in the market currently, but I live next to a school, so traffic, you know.
Oh,
my house
yeah.
There's only one way in and one way out, and it's right past two schools.
I used to work up there.
Yeah, it's right past two schools, and I'm like on high alert, which I always am, looking for kids. I don't.
My neighborhood doesn't change seasonally, even with Halloween, because no one comes down there. Mm. But I have noticed in the summer, like this season, the helicopters with the big buckets have been really, really busy lately.
Yeah.
And I can hear them outside. And I was wondering, you know, where's the fire? And someone said there's one by Santa Fe. And then apparently there was one around Blanco.
Did the rain hit them? Did they get some?
I don't think as much as they needed.
Oh, damn it.
But yeah, those helicopters. So that's how, like, the only busy season for me in my area. Other than critters.
Yeah. Your house is a little jungly for being
in Farmington.
Oh, it's in the Glade. Pretty much.
Yeah, it's in the Glade, but I have deer, foxes, lots of deer, bucks.
The raccoons.
The raccoon. Well, and I have a mirror on my front porch, and one of them is a vain little fucker. Yes, I cussed. But he comes and checks himself out in the mirror, and I have it on my video cameras on the front porch, and I think I want to make, like, I don't know, a clip.
You should make a TikTok. Yeah.
I should. I swear he licks his eyebrows, checks himself out, and then goes and... Yeah, he does the finger thing.
Pinky and the index right on top.
Or after he gets done, you know, eating rotten garbage in my driveway and trashing it, he goes to make sure there's no food.
I'm the best.
He's like, do I have moldy mac and cheese on my whiskers? And he cleans himself
What's
up.
What's his name? I'm sure you've named him.
Oh, I haven't yet.
Oh, the audacity.
Maybe that's his name.
Maybe. Okay. I thought of the oldest name. We were talking about this the other day.
Oh, yeah, old names,
Old names. I thought of the best one in the shower this morning. Ichabod. When was the last time you looked at a baby and named it Ichabod?
That would be awkward. That's what we were talking about. Like, when I was like, how do people name a kid named Roy? Because if you're looking at this cute little baby and he's got dimples and he's doing the goo goo goo, and you're like, good morning, Roy. You know, like.
Right. Well, when you say it like that, what is that, an asterisk? Or a, what is it over top when it makes the.
Apostrophe?
No. When it, like,
don't a blend? The O-Y blend?
The squiggly on the top of the letter.
Tilde?
Yes, that.
I think that's what you're saying.
Till I die. Yes, that.
Well, it's just like you think of somebody's name, so I don't know how you would hold a little baby. Oh, he's so cute. Look at you, Ichabod.
Yeah, Ichabod.
Should we name the raccoon Ichabod?
Or Ebenezer.
Ebenezer. I have an uncle named Ebenezer, but I never met him as a baby.
They call him Ebby?
He's just called
that's
Eb.
That's kind of cute.
He's just called Uncle Eb. But I also.
That's kind of cute.
I also had an uncle named Homer.
Homer? I think of donuts when I hear that, because there was some story about Homer and his donuts back in the day.
Well, every time I hear Homer, I think of The Simpsons. Didn't he always have donuts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just put that together.
Yeah.
There was
so you had an association.
Book. I'll find it. I'm going to send it to you.
I haven't seen The Simpsons in a long time, but you know what people have to take away from The Simpsons, such as, "Doh!" Like, I say it all the time.
Duff beer, yeah.
The other, one of my favorites is Marge has a farting song. And so I'm going to sing it, and I can't sing. You're the singer of this duo. But every time my kids fart, I see if I can pull it up. I'll wing it until then. And it's good. Tooting. Some call it pooting. It's very air polluting. And it comes from your butt.
Pooting.
Yes, tooting.
Isn't pooting.
Tooting. Some call it pooting.
No,
it's very air polluting.
Isn't it actually.
A release of air, isn't it?
Potatoes?
Ooh,
we don't.
Where the hell is our Google when we need her?
We have no one here.
Literally, I will have
to. We don't have backup at all.
I will be our backup. I'm going to look up pooting.
No, it's like P-O-U-T-I-N-E.
That's pouting.
Poutine.
But you said P-O-U.
P-O-U-T-I-N-E. Poutine. Just look it up.
That sounds like also something very stripper-like. Okay, P-O-U.
That was his name.
Poutine?
Ichabod Poutine Crane.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's like potatoes.
P-O-U-T-I-N-E is a poutine is a dish of French fries and cheese curds topped with brown gravy.
Thank you.
Merged in Quebec. That is P-O-U-T-I-N-E.
That's what I said.
Well, I don't have the attention span to get past the T.
no one does. What are those, T's? I'm in.
Well, then there's...
it's potatoes. I don't know why that is in my head, or I know that, but I've never eaten it.
But poutine, referring to...
Pooting.
Farting.
Oh,
pooting is...
Got it.
What is that?
Oh, that's
gerund good. Or presenting particle. Particle.
Roy!
Oh, Roy pooted.
This is like Yubel all
this is
over
somebody
again.
Just pooted.
Remember my parents' code word whenever kids picked us up? Remember? It's Yubel. Which is...
This should be a whole other episode.
Are we talking about this again? Golly.
No, I was going to talk about... Urban Dictionary.
Oh.
That could be a whole other...
Urban Dictionary. Who writes that shit?
I think we should. That's going to be my next job. Can we talk about that? The name of the show, Carrie's Next Job. And people, please chime in on the Facebook thing. Let's have...
Carrie's Next Job.
Yeah. Have some suggestions for us. But pooting, according to Urban Dictionary, says, the term used when someone farts in another person's face. So pooting isn't just something
like
you do under the covers.
Crop dusting almost.
Well, that's not in their face. That's just bad
past.
Face. Yeah.
I don't do any of those things, remember? Neither do you.
I don't poot, toot, or air pollute. I just whisper in my panties.
Hey, I have a question.
Ooh, that can be my saying. I don't toot, poot, or air pollute. I whisper.
Put that on your tombstone. I saw this thing, excuse me, online. Did you see the fight on the docks of an Alabama river?
No.
There's a whole video about it, and it is... I went down the rabbit hole, and it's pretty interesting.
Do tell.
So this co-captain of this ferry, it's like a travel ferry or like a drink dinner ferry, they were trying to dock and they were trying to park, but these other people had parked their pontoon there. And so the co-captain got out and was trying to get these people to move, and they would not move. And then a whole fight broke out, like a big fight. I'm talking like
a mob kind of thing?
Yeah, like 100 people boxing, and they brought out chairs like WWE style, and like it's... I'll show you later. It's pretty rough.
Wow.
Yeah. Might have been racially.
Must be how hot it is down there.
It'll drive you nuts.
I might snap on a bitch over 105.
This humidity makes me nuts.
Right, it's 105 and they're all high. I'm all gonna fucking club you. Like a baby seal. Get over here.
Club baby seals. That sounds like a good dance party.
Speaking of, I like how we're going down this birthday party theme because we had years not too long ago with the 80s rock stars. And our HR person is having her birthday come up, and I think we've decided on a good old toga party for her.
She did want to have different versions of me. Remember that?
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you want to have her do.
The pants.
Absolutely, the pants. Yeah, the pants. Where the pants just fall off.
I have a lot of options. So we'll either do that or the toga. Which toga is really easy because you just need a sheet. But she did mention that she wanted to do
the versions of
the
you.
The versions of me.
That would be really, really fun. I'm wondering, though, of all the people that we invite, how many know the various versions of you?
Well,
I would either go as the pants version or the picture on our Facebook of you in middle school.
Ooh, that's a good
with
one.
With a star or heart sunglasses?
So they were hearts. I also had a Mean Girls party where I wore a skirt once upon a time, and that was pretty fun.
Wow.
And that's the last time I wore a skirt.
Really?
Yeah.
If the toga party would be a skirt-like?
Yeah, sure. You want me to make it short? I'll do that for you.
Rock it.
Okay. Can you imagine a toga that's short? I can't.
I would definitely put it between my legs like a sumo wrestler.
That's like an Olympian outfit. I don't know if I could pull that off.
How do you know I wasn't a Tokyo Olympian person?
No, I meant Olympian. Me. I don't know if
I could. Oh, you could do that.
I have to wear underwear.
Last toga party I was at was right out of high school, and someone untied me. Like, someone just pulled my thingy. And I was like, not cool. So this one I will wear a belt. And things under it.
Well, that's probably for the... the last toga party I was at, vaguely remember, I think we stole all their alcohol. I was 22 and the world was alive.
Wow, versus...
Now. Yes. But
now when we're telling people to get off our lawn?
Yeah, when we're throwing balls, but we're not. I don't do that.
I'm not even athletic anymore.
I try my best, but...
I made a water bottle in the trash can.
And I didn't even want to get up on the paddleboard because, A, I was tired, and B, I have the balance of a fucking gazelle.
Oh, same here. I think it's because I have zero
like a baby
core.
Gazelle.
Yeah.
No, that's and maybe that's what it is, core. Ooh, I have to tell you something.
Ooh, let's
hear it. So I went to the doctor, and I am right on the borderline of super chubby, which is obese, whatever. Super chubby, and so I'm starting Wegovy. It is this shot that I have to give myself.
I have heard of that,
week.
Actually.
Yeah, I start it next week, so I'll let you know how it goes.
I had a friend of mine do that.
Really?
Yeah, and she overdid it.
Oh,
like,
shit.
She wanted to lose weight so bad that she was just, like, pumping herself all the time.
Oh, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to follow the physician's directions and do all that. But I, I'm going to definitely follow a doctor's orders, and it's going to be good.
Okay, so can I ask a question?
Always.
Why would you use that instead of diet and exercise?
I do that. My doctor just did this.
We just said no pictures that don't look like bacon. Dave just tried to take a picture here. Take it.
He's not going to use the filter. It's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
Yeah, do that.
The day that Carrie did not nap or wear makeup or give or give a shit.
Those were the days.
There's some when people see this on Facebook with my hands over my face. That's why. This is a to be heard, not seen day.
Mm-hmm. To answer your question, my doctor did that. And I do exercise, sister.
Okay. But apparently it's ineffective if you have to use an injection.
Well, you know what?
Maybe your metabolism slowed down.
Maybe I am getting old. Yeah, you're right. But I'm excited about it. So just go
well,
with me down this
on.
Journey.
Yeah, I will.
If you
we can
you
tighten
know,
your toga you, in October.
If you, I will wear this shit. It will be so short by then. Just, yeah.
I wear short togas.
I wear short togas. She wears short togas. Yeah, it's a sheet, so we're going to have to cut it. But
no, you just wrap that shit around.
Birthday parties are fun.
They really are.
I love dressing up. I love theme parties. If there's one thing about me, is I love theme parties.
Well, see, and I thought about redoing mine because yours was so fun. Because we've been going to the casino every year on mine.
Yeah.
And I really had fun at that, too, though.
Well, we could go to the casino dressed up as 80s.
Wow.
We could.
I wonder what theme I would have, though, if I didn't go to the casino. Because we had fun at the casino last time.
Yeah. It was I have not won at poker or anything in a long time.
And you
I'm starting to feel bad about myself.
You came out on top.
When?
At my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
At the roulette table. I won 60 and you won over 100, right?
Yeah. In actual real life, yeah. At your little casino in your garage, I keep losing. I think the cards are stacked.
Carrie's casino, I did poorly the last two times.
Yeah, I haven't won anything. Like I said, I'm starting to feel bad about myself.
But those of us, or those of you that are listening, Carrie's casino is quite fun.
I want to learn how to play craps. So if anyone out there knows how to play craps, please give me lessons. I want to learn.
I'll learn it with you.
Dice like this, though, with the motion of your hands. I don't like that. So I'm going to throw differently.
Skiing in some industries is what that motion's called, I believe. Let's watch YouTube and learn how to play together.
Yeah,
so then we can show up like ballers and we're like, you guys don't know.
Then we can make a craps table in your
casino.
Garage.
Yeah. We can do that because
it'd be really hard.
How big is a craps table?
Big enough.
Because remember, I have that other big table in the shed.
I think it's probably the size of this table. I
have a bigger table in the shed. Remember, we took it out for your birthday.
I have a bigger table.
Remember, we took it out for your birthday.
Yeah, I remember.
Carrie's casino has so much potential.
Yeah, it really is. We might have a gambling problem.
I'm totally okay with it. It doesn't really help the job situation, but...
maybe... I don't know. Stripper... I don't know what
Only
you should
fans.
Do with your life. I don't know what you should do with your life.
OnlyFans.
We do know people that have that.
I've heard. And I've heard that there's actually money to be made there.
There's wild times at Rydell High there, for sure.
Can I just, like, make faces on there? Like...
I was drinking. Don't make that face. I would not pay for that face. You could probably do it. There's so many things that people could do that people have, like, little kinks over.
Huh.
You know?
I'll have to think about that.
All I know is I'm going to be
I like mac and
wearing
cheese.
A short toga. That's all I know.
Can your OnlyFans be like all the versions of toga? You have one shoulder, two shoulder, no shoulder. Around the neck, through the taint. What's that called? Kind of like flossing, but...
I don't know.
When you put it between your legs and you do
a
towel or anything.
Oh, yeah.
I guess if you got deep in that taint, you could go all the way up the cleavage. You could go between the cleavage over the shoulder and down through the crack.
This is my cleavage taint. It's my claint.
And then it would go up through the crack. Crack claint. Because you could throw it over your shoulder, through the cleavage, down through.
Yeah. Whatever the hell is down there.
I don't really know. I'm not that flexible. I'm not really curious enough to go.
Do you have anything else planned for this little bit of summer that we have left? Because it is starting to cool off. I went to work this morning and it was chilly. It was light jacket.
Currently, it would be good to boiler before it gets any more cool.
Oh, right.
Let's not forget that I didn't.
Situation.
I went all last winter without a heater. So I'm hoping to not relive those days.
Yeah, those were not the days.
Unemployment, that's my hopefully goal. September 1st, Carrie has a job that has some kind of scruples. And if it is being a stripper or OnlyFans, that means I'll be on time. Because that would be the only scruple I could employ in that area.
Talk about scruples. Whew. Scruples.
What did you do that was unscrupulous?
Nothing. I'm a perfect person.
So am I.
Yeah, well, I don't have anything planned. Thanks for asking. I wanted to go camping again, but that's obviously not going to be a thing.
Right.
Ooh, you know what I want to do?
Yeah.
I want to go golfing. One more time.
I want to go golfing with you. I can't golf, though.
You can.
Can I cheer you on?
Yes. Come drive the cart. Can you drive?
I can't. I got myself here. I can. I can drive a cart. I'm like, I want to go golfing. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go
golfing. We have to wait until it cools off a little bit because, I can't. Head.
If we go early enough, you'll be right.
Over 105, I'm going to throw some chairs.
No, we're not going to go golfing in 105. We're going to go golfing when it's like 80 in the morning in Kirtland.
I love, yeah.
And we can.
Why Kirtland?
I don't know. It's cheapest.
Yeah, Carrie, you don't have a job. How much is Civitan?
Oh, you want to walk?
They don't have cars. Yeah, that's no fun.
No,
and you can't drink there, can you?
No, it's just a nine.
I don't know much about golfing, but what I do know, you don't golf sober.
What I do know is I want to drink.
Yeah. You don't golf sober. God.
Yeah. I have a lot of fantasy football leagues coming up, their drafts and everything. So that's really, I mean, honestly, what I'm focusing on is
sports.
Doing research for that, yeah.
I need to get my yard in order. City gave me the whole... ordinance.
Oh, did they?
We knew it was coming.
For what?
Remember the garage sale and everything's pulled out in the rocks? Everything's still in the rocks.
They gave you a letter.
Yeah, and I have the old boiler sitting on the curb that says pick me up.
Pick me up.
And it's been there for about 6 weeks. So I got the whole leaving appliances out,
Rubbish in the yard was the word they used. Just rubbish.
I did not know that that was still in.
So I have until the 21st to de-rubbish myself.
De-rubbish.
To de-rub. I have to de-rub.
Rub it up dub with a rub it up bush. De-rubbish. Maybe that should be the name of the show. De-rubbish yourself.
Well, if you're losing weight, I'm losing rubbish in my front yard, and I'm.
We're winning, is what I'm hearing. We're not losing anything. We're winning.
I got out of bed today.
You're killing it.
I ate. Oh my God. Okay, talk about things that we are going to work on. Mm-hmm. Been on a Butterfinger kick.
Oh, nobody better.
The
lay
other
a
day I ate 6, and today I've eaten 4.
6. Ah, Carrie.
Well, and the bad thing is they stick
like
to
full bars.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay.
And they stick to the roof of your mouth, and then I just like. A dog with peanut butter. Like, my neighbor had a barking dog one time, and every night I went to bed, that dog would fucking bark. Yeah. So I used to give it spoonfuls of peanut butter just long enough to fall asleep, because once I fell asleep, it didn't wake me up. So then for, like, 30 minutes, it was that... Nah, 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 nah. So I would go, and I don't really like peanut butter, but every time I went to the store, I was like, oh, shit, I'm out of peanut butter for the neighbor. Like, and that sounded so kinky. Peanut butter for the neighbor's dog. But it worked.
No, yeah. I bought a little... Well, it looks like a birdhouse, but it emits a sound that no one can hear, but dogs can hear. And it's really working out for me, so I'll give you one.
Well, my neighbor's dog doesn't bark anymore.
Well, I'm sure at night you can still hear them.
My dog barks when the raccoon comes and checks himself out.
When
the dog
raccoon comes a calling.
And I'm like, should I leave like a little bottle of cologne?
When Ichabod comes a calling.
Ichabod. I need to start putting the little video clips of Ichabod on there. They're so cute. He is kind of cute.
Please do.
Even though he's probably rabid and all the things.
Well, Carrie, this show has been. Fun.
Ish.
We didn't really have a point, but...
We didn't have a point, but hey,
It's part of our appeal, right? We don't have a point, but we're fun.
We're fun, damn it. So you guys have to listen to us, and please show up. I really like pulling people in.
Yeah.
That kind of sit. I'm like, hey, yo, what's your name?
I'm gonna be better. Be better, do better. That's the last thing I'm gonna say. You?
I am better. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna do better, be better.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, damn it. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.